This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Yes, sir. It is the sweet spot. I am David Mino. He is Mike Ducey, filling in for Sean Bass on
Hello.
This Friday. Having a good time. And we are at the Dallas Card Show at the Marriott Hotel and Convention Center in Allen on Waters Creek in 75. Tons of cards, tons of memorabilia. We got autographs this weekend from Terry Bradshaw, Mel Blount, John Mateer, Rocket Ishmael. A lot going on. It's a fun time. And right now, let's go back to Monto with the NIT break.
Thank you, David. We have six candidates here on Ducey's Virgin NIT break. Haven't heard that in a while, huh, Deuce?
Do we usually have that many?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. We like to cover whatever is left on the cutting room floor, so
we'll let you pick your favorite.
Yeah.
I heard the e-break this morning, the original e-break, so let's hope this one's a little better. Go ahead, Monty. Back to you.
Fight through the tears, Monty. Fight through the tears. All right. Candidate number one here is one Matt McLaren, who honestly had quite a few nominees to choose from this week. But this one was talking about the All-Star game, and he had a bit of a misspeak.
This game is old.
Yeah, we're out. And you just have to call it. Or you expand the rosters and you put so many guys in there that it just gets ridiculous.
Yeah, but it waters it down because you want to see the best.
Like in the case of Mizorowski, he didn't even pitch Sunday. He was originally supposed to pitch for the Brewers, but they scratched him and then said he can't pitch.
Well, that'd be a little bit. That's for the doctors if he can't do that.
Maybe he did. I didn't see that on the broadcast. Maybe he did. But the Brewers
just
said
they're really trying. I can't. Oh, damn it. Turn off the water.
I can't go. I'm sorry. It's my kidneys.
That's why you can't pitch.
And the Brewers
can't do that either. I mean, either. If you so, can't do that.
Yeah, I've never seen a pitcher scratched for that reason before.
That's such a funny word, too. Wish we could say it more.
Skip, I can't go tonight. I can't pee.
Yeah. I mean, I went Sunday. I can't go today.
So sorry.
Coach says.
All right, there is Matty Beers, Matt McLaren, as candidate number one. Candidate number two here, it is our all-time leader. It is Ham.
Man.
But this was Bordop Ham during our show yesterday during the news. He stopped us down because he misunderstood what I meant by the word scalping. Not too bad. With the number of people that are there, you're right, probably have to let a few things go. But we had six more to add to the total from the game Tuesday. One for scalping.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Lame.
One.
So
yeah.
Not that scalping.
Not Native American scalping.
I envy your hairline.
My goodness.
Scalping.
I know soccer fans get pretty crazy, but good Lord.
I feel like we would have talked about that before now.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah,
gracious.
So a guy got arrested for public intox, criminal
scalping.
Trespassing. A guy got his head cut off. I'll rephrase Ham. Arrest for solicitation
scalping.
Love when you get the off mic Ham on my mic.
Whoa.
What?
I was laughing at that last night going to bed. And Bob referenced it on the hard line yesterday too. I don't know if you heard that.
I did not.
It was either Community Quick Hits or Sturm Center. They were talking about arrests and mentioned scalping. Oh, man. What if there were actually six scalping incidents?
Again, we would have heard about it before the news segment on Thursday. It would have been a big-time news story. But thank you, Ham, for getting us straight there.
Yes.
All right, Ham, you are candidate number two. Up next here is Lando, as Lando, along with Baldy and Deddy, collectively, they are known as the unofficial fourth muser. They've been doing mornings all week long. Apparently, Lando had a hard time controlling his allergies, and it stopped down some sports talk.
We are now through the quarterfinal round into the semis. The first semifinal will be here in the Metroplex over in Arlington tomorrow with France and Spain.
Oh my God! Will you get it together
Lando
over
is,
there?
Lando's having some issues right now. A little allergy action.
It's not just that every morning I have allergies. It's that when I start to sneeze, I sneeze like 10 freaking times in a row.
You get an attack.
It's bad, man. I need to start taking something.
I'll bring you something tomorrow.
Okay.
Something to take the edge off.
All right.
So he just spent the whole morning sneezing off air.
Is that some withdrawal he's having in the morning?
I don't know, but at the very end, I thought he was going to say, I should start taking care of myself. And instead, I think
myself.
He thinks a Vicodin will help his sneezing or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, poor Lando. He's not a morning guy.
Clearly.
He's not a morning guy. He always, the time he did Sunday morning with us, he looked like death, and we started at 9. I can't imagine what he looks like starting at 6 a.m. So, Lando, we're praying for you, bud. All right, Lando is candidate number 3. Up next here, we have a double turkey of Bob Sturm. This morning, you may have heard Corby, whenever he was out on Wednesday during the Argentina-England match, a goal interrupted a live spot. Well, Bob, also in the middle of a live spot, had a goal.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm out in my backyard this time of year, especially in the mornings where it's beautiful. Allied Outdoor Solutions can change that for you as well. Shade structures, heat-resistant pool decks, and all sorts of things. Wow, we have a goal. And with over 15 years of award-winning experience and 25,000 living projects under our belt, Allied is your choice for trusted backyard renovations. Book this month and get a free big green egg. Visit AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com today. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now you know it's a live spot.
I'll give it to Bob. A little more professional than
Corby. Yeah, I was going to say quite a bit more professional than Corby.
Screaming goal right in the middle.
As Deucey's taking another picture.
Good to see you. Take care.
I swear to God, it's been 10 times during the show.
No, I'm not going to sign that for you, sir. But okay, take care. All right.
He's back with us.
Bob is a professional, like this, through and through, unlike myself.
It's like an autograph table we have set up here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they thought a Deucey table was set up at the card show.
You guys, go ahead and continue your little segment. That's
a
fine.
Little segment.
Go for it.
All right. Try to wrangle Deucey back in, we will go to candidate 5 again. This is Bob Sturm. This is a very weird topic. The hardline is talking about a prosthetic testicle, which leads to another really childish term that when Bob says it, just sounds strange.
Like if you're single, you might want the prosthetic because you just don't want it to be a talking point.
Maybe it's an item of intrigue.
Yeah, maybe it's a
conversation starter.
Yeah, it's a hook. Like, hey, you ever seen a guy with one ball?
It's probably not a good way to start dinner.
Because you're looking at him.
Now you have. I don't. I feel like if you put something in there that's not by nature in that area. I mean, I know
it's naughty by nature.
Women do that a lot.
He's right.
With their boobies, and they put stuff in there that's not what God intended.
And most of the time, those are fine.
But a booby...
Weird.
a booby is sort of on display, but not in terms of... that's aesthetically affecting, whereas...
Right, you're not...
This is nothing.
Testicle. You're not wearing a push-up bra on your balls.
Bob is just not meant to say that
No,
word.
It's like hearing your pastor or something. But a booby...
And he went from using the real term of testicle
booby.
To booby, like the most childish term ever. Booby.
But a booby...
Like breast is too edgy.
Yeah,
right.
Too much.
Let's soften it to a booby.
Just one, a booby. Not a pair of boobies.
Well, that's too vulgar. We just have the one.
Yeah.
So, Booby Bob, their candidate number 5. And candidate number 6 here, before we vote, this is Killer, who was producing The Invasion this week. And at one point, he left his mic on, and Donovan and Matt couldn't handle it anymore.
stopped.
And another one that people may remember from back in the day, The Facts of Life was a spinoff.
Different Strokes.
Of Different Strokes, because she was the lady that took care of the family or whatever.
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett was the housekeeper.
And they gave her own show.
Yeah. And that worked out.
Yes. So, yes, that sometimes the spinoffs, they can hit, man. They can really, really work. Yeah. And then sometimes maybe not so much. Like,
killer,
what are you guys
turn
doing?
Off your mic.
Jeez.
I was like, what is happening? Are you guys trying to play something? Man, did we need to dump anything? Did you guys say anything?
No, we didn't say anything bad. It's just some news are coming down about the streaming for the Texas Rangers right now.
Okay.
Oh, well. Texas Rangers. It just, you can't resist that.
I can't. I have to dive right into it right off the bat.
So did you know that Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of an episode of Happy Days?
Yeah. Gosh, I always feel so bad when I hear Killer get scolded. It's like looking at like a one-eyed dog, and you have to hit it with a newspaper or something. It just feels bad.
I still love you.
Yeah, but he's trying, like, some Ranger streaming stuff was coming down. Yeah. And in his defense, the producer mic does not have the little light on, so it's hard to tell if your mic is on when you're sitting here.
A Cumulus station.
Do the engineers not kill her? Do they know about this?
It's like number 28 on the priority list.
Yeah.
But
it is always funny.
He was just sitting there talking Ranger streaming services with Dylan Reed off air.
I'd love to hear that conversation.
No, you probably wouldn't. And Donnie and Matt couldn't handle it. So Killer is candidate number 6. All right, let's vote. Is it Matt McLaren and the problem with the pitcher? Is it scalping him? Sick Lando? Bob being a professional during a live spot? Booby Bob? Or off mic Killer? We'll start the voting today with Cam LaFada.
I'm going with scalping ham.
All right. Let's throw it out there to the biggest celebrity not named Mino, Ducey.
Hey now, Booby Bob.
All right, Mike Ducey, Fox 4 Sports.
All right.
And he's back to signing autographs once again.
Of course, Mino.
Give me scalping ham.
All right, ham.
Booby Bob.
Ooh, I am the decider here. I will vote also for scalping.
Whoa. Damn.
Yes, sir.
I think that's a little bit of an upset.
He had a good field. How many is that for old Ham?
Ham has now won 15, building his lead on Dave, who is in second with 13.